Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lindy Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School, getting ready for baseball here on a Wednesday, getting ready to play the game, and we'll mention on the field right now, taking infield, outfield practice, working on the infield now, is Rensselaer Central Bombers. Head coach is Garrett Courtney. They're getting his final tune-ups right there, getting ready to throw something to first base. That's shortstop coming in, fielding the ball. That's Cohen Craig. Last night, both teams got at it. A lot of hits in the game, a lot of scores, a lot of scored runs. It was an 8-5 decision. Knights got enough in the sixth inning to pull through. We'll mention Rensselaer Central Bombers, a good game yesterday at Rensselaer Central. So they're getting ready for the infield. They're getting ready to talk with the umpires. Umpires are here, and we'll mention, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for Put Me In Sports since 2008. They're going to throw one down second base. Catcher Ethan Pickering. Pretty solid arm from behind the plate. And we'll mention this game is going to be played between the Central Catholic Knights and the Rensselaer Central Bombers. Getting ready to have an umpire meeting. Both umpires are going to wear the over jackets with the red and white stripes around the shoulder. They're going to have the talk right now as Coach Bourdonnais walks out. Coach Jared Courtney just finishing up infield practice. He's going to walk to the home plate area right there. We'll mention a little bit about Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central Bombers, they have a school enrollment of 521. They're Class 3A, Sectional 17. There are 8 in their sectional. Yes, 8 in their sectional. Andrean, Boone Grove, Calumet, Griffith, Hanover Central, Highland, Rensselaer Central, River Forest. The principal at Rensselaer Central High School is Andrew Jones. He goes by A.J. Jones. We'll mention the athletic director. He's most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful for Mr. Kenneth Hickman. And we're also thankful for the secretary right there in the office. I got a chance to speak with her yesterday morning. That's Leela Clemmy. Leela Clemmy does a stand-up job for Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central High School is located at 1106 East Gray Street, Rensselaer, Indiana, 47978. You can dial them up by telephone, 219-866-5175. On the web, it's rensselaercentral.com. On Twitter, @bomber_sports. They wear the colors red and black. They perform in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central Bombers are currently 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. Head coach is Jared Courtney. We'll mention the next game after tonight. They're going to be in action on Friday night. They'll travel to Merrillville. They'll do battle with Merrillville. Merrillville. They'll play at Merrillville. It'll be a 5 p.m. start. And that's Friday, the 28th. So they're mentioning the starting lineups right now. Young men are going to be standing on the baseline, getting ready for the opening prayer and the national anthem. It should be a good ball game. We're looking for a good game. Got to mention the lights are already on. The grass is chlorophylled. Nice green grass. Dirt around home plate. A little bit darker than the dirt on the infield. Not much. We'll mention the field is pleasant and the dirt is sprayed down. Shouldn't have much with dust today. And we're going to set this down. We'll be right back. Please hold on.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of these traits. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors. Give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask you through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the beginning of the thinking of our last prayer.
So getting ready for baseball, Knights gonna go out and play defense first on the diamond. I'm looking for a good game. Knights on the pitcher's mound for Central Catholic is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur gonna get some warm-up tosses just a little bit after six. We'll mention Ben Mazur on the season. Ben Mazur, number 27. He had 19 in one-third inning. He's got four starts. This is appearance number five and start number five. Ben Mazur has faced 75 batters, 308 pitches. His record win-loss is 3 wins, 0 losses. He's allowed 11 hits. He's given up 5 runs. 4 of those runs were earned. He's walked 4 batters. He has struck out 32. 10 of those 32 strikeouts, they went down looking. He has hit by pitch. He's hit 2. He's committed 1 balk. That's Ben Mazur. He's on the pitcher's mound right now, getting some warm-up tosses with his battery partner, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane wears number 3 at first base tonight. It's Ryan Schumer, number 7. At second base, it's number 12, Owen Nunn. At shortstop, it's Devin Dehart, wears number 24. Third base, Hudson Gutwein, wears number 9. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Jackson Kane throws a frozen rope to second base. They'll throw the ball around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. So getting ready for baseball right here on the diamond. First batter going to step in for Rensselaer Central. It's going to be number 7, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig batted into one spot last night. Had a good outing. Cohen Craig, right-handed batter. He's going to step in here momentarily. He'll step in now. Ben Mazur on the rubber. 6:10. Here comes the first pitch from Ben Mazur. Swung on, foul ball right around home plate. Might have got Jack and King. He's okay. Home plate umpire going to walk out in front of the plate, pick up the baseball. Give Jackson a chance to regather himself. He's fine. So taking some warm-up swings right out of the box there is number 7, Cohen Craig. He steps back in. No balls, 1 strike. Working from the windup, here comes a pitch from Mazur. Swung on, you get a base hit to right center field. It's going to drop in front of Bren Robbins. He makes a backhand stop right there, eliminating the second base attempt from Cohen Craig. There's nobody out. Top of the first runner is aboard. That's Cohen Craig. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Dylan Simmons. Dylan Simmons wears number 3. He'll play left field in today's ballgame. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Ben Mays. Might be here with the pitch, going to score the bunt. Foul ball, going to get the screen. Foul ball, kind of punched at it. Kind of punched at it, a late square, as if he might have been trying to bunt for a hit. But he's trying to move the runner, but if he can get both, that's the double jeopardy for Central Catholic. So we'll step back here. No balls, one strike. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Simmons. That was going to be a pickoff. Pickoff move. About a C-plus, about a B-minus move. Not everything. Schumer feels it. He could not make the tag. That throw brought him off the bag a bit. So we'll step back in the rubber. Look at first base out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Another pickoff move. That's closer. Closer than it got in the A category on that pickoff move. More over the bag and a nice tag attempt there by Ryan Schumer. Back in the rubber, now the set. Here's the pitch to Dylan Simmons. Pitch comes in, ball inside. He squared the bunt, must have got the bat back. Count goes 1-1. Step back, right-handed batter's box. Dylan Simmons, peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur, a long set. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Took a little bit off of that one. MPH, count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two umpires. Two umpire crew here at the ball game tonight. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, it was a bit upstairs. Mazur throws some MPH. You got to make up your mind right away. And that's what Dylan Simmons tried to do, but it is a high fastball, swing and a miss. One out here in the top of the first. Right-handed batter's box, number 35, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger playing second base. Runner at first base is Cohen Craig, got a base hit. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Strike called. Snap throw to first base by Jackson Kane. Back safely is Cohen Craig. Stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Metzger. Going to be pickoff. Pickoff move again. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur looking like he has a patent on that pickoff. He's throwing it well. To look over at first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch to Metzger. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson cleans it. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Top of the first inning. Baseball on a Wednesday. Peering in, going to step off the back of the rubber. Ben Mazur wants to receive the signals again. He steps off the back. Doesn't really want to take up a lot of time picking up the signals. They'll step off again. They're going to call for time, and then Mazur is going to ask Jackson Kane to come out, and they're going to iron out the signal. So there at first base is Owen Craig. I should say Cohen Craig there at first base. And going to step back in after a small meeting. Coach Jared Courtney had a little talk with Colton Metzger. Metzger back in the right-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Colton Metzger. He's a three-hitter. Here comes the pitch from Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch, foul tip in the glove. Going to be strike three. Jackson Kane holding tight as the catcher. So two out here in the top of the first inning. Runner aboard stepping in. It's going to be Grayson Johns. Grayson Johns swings a good bat. He is the DH. He'll bat in place of right fielder Jace O'Neill. Here comes the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Ground ball in the infield. Owen Munn was going to cover second base. Evacuated the second base position, and O'Neill puts it right through the hole right there, second base, on the ground to right field, thrown in by Caden Minnick. That's just part of baseball. Sometimes that happens, and it just did. So runners on the corners. Two out. Top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Rinconia Central. Number 10, he's a five-hitter. Ethan Pickering. Ethan Pickering, right-handed batter. He plays the catcher's position. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking for signals. Coach Jared Courtney, no signals given. They will check the wristband. Must have been verbal signals. I've got headphones on, not hearing everything. Working out a stretch, now the set. Looks third base, first pitch. The Pickering, breaking pitch, caught the outside edge. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. He's at the back of that batter's box, right-handed batter's box. Pickering, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, same location, a Memorex pitch from Ben Mazur. Count goes 0-2. 0-2, two outs. Ethan Pickering, the batter for Rensselaer Central. Runners on the corners. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. And Ben Mazur gets out of the inning. They'll lead two aboard Rensselaer Central in the Knights. You're going to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. So good ball game in the works here tonight. Going to play seven innings. Looking to play seven. We'll see if it takes more. We'll see what it takes. But I will mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School was founded in 1956. I do have a friend. I've worked for him. He tells me he went to Central Catholic, and he was in the first graduating class at Central Catholic High School. That's Mr. Tom Ryan. He sold pole buildings, steel pole buildings. We'll also mention Central Catholic enrollment, 294. They're in class 1A, sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will be played here at Gordon Lemming Field. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors, there are two, Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer at Central Catholic is Sarah Igo. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up, athletic office, at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams. They have an East and a West division. In the East, it's Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. The Knights are currently 10 wins, 5 losses on the season. In the West division of the Hoosier Conference, 6 wins, 0 losses. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. And we'll also mention the next game on their agenda. It's going to happen on Thursday. After this game, it'll be Thursday the 27th. 6 o'clock start here at Central Catholic. They'll do battle with the Northwestern Tigers. So first batter stepping in for the Knights. Going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Going to step in. On the pitcher's mound is Daniel Marlowe. Daniel Marlowe going to step in. First pitch, breaking pitch, strike called. Marlowe has a delivery at a, between the 10 o'clock and 9 o'clock arm slot. Here comes the delivery. Pitch comes in, outside, low, ball one. He's not throwing submarine, but he is throwing the arm slot around the 9 o'clock on the dial. Ground ball in the infield, going right side. Going to be fielded by the first baseman. Going to be close. Going to be safe. First baseman. That was Dalton Lynch. He elected to field the baseball. He had to go to his right. probably 15, 18 feet from the bag when he fielded it. He had to beat the one hitter for the Knights to first base. And Owen Munn gets an infield base hit. They're checking on Dalton Lynch, checking to make sure he's okay. He is quite dirty, for he laid out, tried to put that bag on the, or should say that glove on the bag, but he didn't quite get there. So both teams with their first batter in the lineup getting on base. Stepping in is Evan Jeanhart. He's going to square the bunny, pull the bat back. At third base, Drew Kane, he's up on the grass. He was moving in on the pitch. Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart can definitely beat out a bunt. They do their homework. They know who's batting. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Evan Jeanhart as Marlowe looks over his right shoulder, checking first base. I've always wondered if that kind of interrupts your psyche, just your thought pattern of turning your head back around and throwing to the plate. But that's the way he's doing it. If he does this way all the time, he's probably good at it. So one ball, one strike, square in the bunt. Evan Jeanhart out in front of the plate. Going to call a foul ball. Foul ball must have got off the body of Evan Jeanhart while he was still in the box. One ball, two strikes. Timeout on the diamond. I'll take that back. He's just going to step out of the dugout. That's head coach Jared Courtney giving some instruction to his Rensselaer Central Bombers. Stepping back in, open stance. 1-2 count, Evan Jeanhart. Working over out of the stretch and out of the set. The set first base out of the set. Double set, pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Didn't get the break he wanted and it hit by pitch. It jogged down to first base. That's Evan Jeanhart. He jogs down to first base like nothing ever happened. So runners at first and second base for the Knights stepping in. To bat. He's the three hitters playing first base in this ball game. He finished up there last night at Rensselaer. Stepping in, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Going to get by the glove of Pickering. Goes back to the screen. And they move up 90 feet. Evan Jeanhart now at second base. Owen Munn at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Pickering going to go out. Have a short conversation with pitcher Daniel Marlowe. They'll get back behind the catchers in the catcher's box right behind home plate. As the wind picks up a little bit, the sun behind the clouds, that's 49-50 degrees today. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks third base. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. They'll take one out of here. Off the bat, it's going to get the scoreboard or over the top of it. Ryan Schumer picks up his 5th home run on the season. Ryan Schumer has 5 home runs in 16 games. It must have been about 6 or 7 years ago. A guy from Delphi, he was a DH. Delphi, he ended up with 12 that year. I think he led the state of Indiana with 12. His name's Austin. Goes by the name of Austin. I forget his last name. Coming in to touch the plate, touching helmets. 3-run home run for Ryan Schumer. So stepping in the bat, we're going to see the 4-hitter, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur doing the pitching today's ball game. First pitch for Marlowe. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to go into center field. Trying to make the play right away. That was the pitcher, Daniel Marlowe. Couldn't quite glove it. It goes on over second base and into center field. So Ben Mazur is going to exit the ball game. He's going to give way to a courtesy runner. And next batter is going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick, steps in. Out of the set, Daniel Marlowe. To check first base, here's a pitch. Caden Minnick. It's going to be a called strike. Caden Minnick got the bat back. They're going to call it outside edge. So let's step back in the batter's box. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Out of set. Check first base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. 3 runs in. Nobody out. Nice batting in the bottom of the first. working out a stretch and out of set. Daniel Marlowe squaring the bunt early to let the ball go by the ball. So going to bunt strikes. Only going to bunt strikes. Caden Minnick, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. A couple of signals given that time from Coach Bordenay. 3 balls, no strikes. You know, square to bunt. Pitch comes in, pulls the bat back, strike called. And at second base is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton played third base last night at Rensselaer. He's coming in off the bench tonight. He's a courtesy runner for Ben Mazur, the nice pitcher. 3 balls, 1 strike. Steps back in. CNN looking at singles. Marlowe now in the set to check second base. Here's a 3-1. Swung on, ground ball. Second base. Going to field it. Nexter throws the first base, gets the put out with Dalton Lynch. 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. So ground ball, second base. Caden Minnick moves the runner to third base. That's Mikey Stapleton at third base. Stepping in, Jackson King. Jackson King, right-handed batter. Out of the set. Checks for third base. Pitch comes in. Tight for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out. Mr. Official outfield playing straight away. Infield the same way. Out of the set. To check third base, here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Outside edge, that's the first strike. Jackson lets it go by. I probably would have too. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Working out a set. To check third base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Jackson Kane. It was tight. He kind of was ready to get hit. He just happened to move enough. The ball is just tight and inside. Kemp goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 aboard. Mikey Stapleton at third base. Out of the set. Daniel Harlow. Foul ball right side. Going to get the screen above the dugout. Knights occupying their synonymous first base dugout. Rensselaer Central Bombers in the third base dugout. A lot of guys up on the fence there in front of the front part of the dugout. Safety. Nice screen right here. Working out of the set. Here's the pitch from Marlowe. Outside of ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Home plate umpire going to make it be a strike for strike 3. Peering in, signals. Count 3-2. 1 out. Marlowe, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Outside edge, took a wave at it. Had to protect the dish. Jackson King going to walk back to the dugout. 2 out in the inning. Next batter going to step in, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, you know, bat, I get in the 7th spot. To step in, right-handed batter. We're getting a stretch out of set. Go for pitch, Robbins. High for a ball. Just above the zone. He'll step back in. Out of the set, Daniel Marlowe. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Nice pitch. Painting that outside edge. Daniel Marlowe. Daniel Marlowe, where's number 4? Working out a stretch. Now the set. Checks third base. Here's the pitch. You're going to take a drive to left field. It's got a lot of air under it. It's going to be a foul ball, and it's caught. Down the left field line, drifting foul. Probably about a 300-foot shot of 325 down the line right there. The Knights end up with 3 outs. They get out of the inning. They pick up 3 runs off the bat of Ryan Schumer. So the Knights are going to play defensively. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. let Lisa lift and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Pair by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. I'm very thankful for Lisa Stokes Bear. She has been a support sponsor for putting me in sports for all 15 years. And I'm pretty sure she's sponsored each season, baseball, football, and basketball. We do thank her and thank you for tuning in. The Jackson Kane throws it down to second base. They put the ball in the glove right there. Ben Mazur stepping into bat is number four for residential, for Rensselaer Central. Daniel Marlowe. Daniel Marlowe doing the picking for the Bombers. First pitch swung on, fouled back. Right on time. Right on time with Ben Mazur at the fastball. Count goes 0-1. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Number four, Daniel Marlowe. Working out a windup. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke away, missed the dish. Count goes 1-1. Knights playing regular depth. Bryn Robbins playing him just to push the ball a little bit. It comes in, swing and miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Daniel Marlowe, the pitcher. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's a pitch from Mazur. Swung on and take a drive to center field. Going to be right at Bryn Robbins. He'll catch the first out in the top of the second inning. So a good drive right there off the bat. He got the sweet spot. Put a little air underneath it. But Daniel Marlowe, pretty good hand over fist swing. Stepping in, going to bat first time, is number eight, Dalton Lynch. Dalton Lynch playing first base in the ball game. First pitch from Mazur. High for a ball. Fastball. A bit upstairs. Count goes 1-0. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Dalton Lynch, here's the pitch. Strike called. Probably outside half. Count goes 1-1. Step back in. Oh, straightaway stance for Dalton Lynch. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Down goes 1-2. Ben Mazur going to try to find that outside edge on this pitch. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Right down the meridian, strike called. The Knights have two out, two away here in the top of the second inning. Stepping into bat, the eight hitter, number 11, Drew Kane. Drew Kane, left, right-handed batter, going to step in now. Working on the rubber right there, both feet on. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on, going to pop one on the infield. He's foul territory. Is it going to be in the field of play? Yes. And Jackson Kane makes a very good catch near the dugout. So the Knights set them down in order. We'll mention the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. They have Titus Bakery in Delhi. Titus Bakery in Delhi, they're located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll let you know the hours of operation for Reynolds. It's Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. It's 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. And we'll mention you can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. We're getting final warm-up tosses right here. Daniel Marlowe, pitcher's mound. Catcher number 10, Ethan Pickering. I happened to see Ethan Pickering's mom and dad last night on my way out. They were taking his poster off the fence there, the entry fence. I think it was a tennis court, and that's pretty well done. And I asked if he was the father of Ethan Pickering, and I commended his right arm. I said, well, Ethan Pickering has a cannon for a right arm. Stepping into bat is going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, Central Catholic, the 8 hitter. Tyler Fox, he's hitting the ball. 2 doubles in the last 2 games. He'll take a stroke at this one. Foul ball. Left side. Got to be the confidence builder for Tyler Fox. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Straightaway stance, working from the windup. Daniel Marlowe, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Broke in, but just low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Tyler Fox stepping back in. Here in, looking at signals. Here comes the delivery from Marlowe. He'll foul one right side out of play. It's going to make it to the football grass behind the scoreboard. So they'll put another ball in play. Daniel Marlowe. Count goes 1-2 to Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. From the bottom of the second inning, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Can he drop third? Stepping to the inside is Ethan Pickering. And he'll throw a strike to first base. And they'll get the put out. And then at first base is number 15. Make the adjustment here on the lineup card. 15 for the varsity. Hunter Hedden. So first pitch outside edge. Called strike. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein in the batter's box. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Marlowe. Swung on, breaking pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Ethan Pickering couldn't hold it. Right there at home plate. Count goes 0-2 to Gutwein. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded by the shortstop, Cohen Craig. The strong arm to first base, get the put out with Hedden. Number 15, Hunter Hedden. Not quite sure, but he's the only 15 I see here on the lineup. That's what we'll go with. Hunter Hedden gets the put out. 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping back in, second time, is Owen Munn. First pitch, outside edge, fastball, called strike. 15 games under his belt. He's played in all 15. Batting 396, here comes the pitch. Outside, he'll call his stick away at it, swing and a miss. Kim goes 0-2 to Owen Munn. He's got 62 plate appearances on the season, 53 official at-bats. As mentioned, 396 batting average as Marlowe tries to paint the outside edge. Outside, a ball. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2 to Munn. He'll go down swinging. There are 3 outs. Nice 10-3 to the plate. They go down in order. After 2 complete, nice 3 bombers, 0. The bomber's going to come to the plate. Going to bat in the top half of the third inning. They'll step in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fisher's fritzandfishers.com. Fritzandfishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. We'll mention they have two Hamilton County locations. The first one is Fritzand Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritzand Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road. And we'll also mention their phone number is 317-773-2232. Again, their number is 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's fritzandfishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in, went to their Central Bombers. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Peering in looking at signals, here comes the first pitch from Mazur, low for a ball. Ball's going to get free right there. We'll mention in the batter's box for Rensselaer Central is number six, D.J. Hanford. D.J. Hanford plays the center field position. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0 to Hanford. Ground ball, second base. Owen Munn feels it, picks it back up, throws the first base, and Ryan Schumer makes a good grab. And Ryan Schumer paying dividends at first base. There's one out here in the top of the third. Stepping in, the one-hitter, leadoff batter in this ball game, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig going to step in. Senior athlete, batting 320 on the season. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Missed low and away. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back on the rubber, working from the windup. Ben Mazur looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Here comes the 1-0. Inside of ball. Fastball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Step back in. Looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. Those clouds moving around, they got out of the way, and they're showing the blue sky up there now. Quite a few white clouds now. The gray clouds have gone away. Peering in, looking at signals. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop. Couldn't quite reach it. Evan Jeanhart gave it an effort. It's going to be a base hit into left field. And Jeanhart would have had a hard time turning around and make the throw. It was going to be a hit off the bat for Hanford. For Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig at first base, second time. Got himself aboard twice. Stepping into bat, the two-hitter, number three, Dylan Simmons. Working out a stretch, Ben Mazur. Now the set. Square the bunt early. Mazur still has the baseball. Pitch comes in, lets it go by. Give me a throw to second base. Not much of a slide here. Cohen Craig knew that he was getting ready to get tagged. Didn't make a valiant slide here. He knew the ball was going to beat him there. And it was a good throw from Jackson King. So there are two out here in the top of the third. Pitch came in, squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. It was a strike called. So count goes 0-1. Peering in looking at singles, Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Ben Mazur, senior athlete. Peering in looking at signals, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball around home plate. Here's a couple of summers ago, I was in Sheridan, stopped in there at the convenience store, right there where Reynolds Farm Equipment used to be there. They tore that down, they built a nice, used to be a Rickers, not something else. But I saw a guy come in with a uniform on. I had no idea who it was. And he bought his stuff, I bought my stuff, and we walked out about the same time. I said, you had a game at Graham Park or something today? He said, yeah. I said, what's your name? He said, Ben Mazur. I had no idea it was Ben Mazur. I don't even basically know these guys by the number they wear. But a little better now. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. It's caught by Jackson Kane. So they'll set down in order also. So the third inning, scoreless inning. The Knights, I take that back. Knights are going to bat in the bottom half. And we'll mention after 2.5, Knights 3, Bombers 0. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports, downtown Sheridan on Main Street. Right here by the Historical Society. Stop in there. It's almost catty corner across the street right there. Mr. Ron Stone heads that place up. Ron Stone, a great guy. I remember him from elementary. He used to play basketball with him on Friday night's pickup game. We used to have 10, 12 guys show up. It was quite fun. So getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. It's going to be Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Let's step in again. Working from the windup, Dan Marlowe. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Good backhand. Short stop right there by Ethan Pickering. Evan Dienhart, one ball, no strikes. Steps back in, working from the windup. Marlowe, here comes the pitch. Inside of ball. 15 games also. He's played in all 15. Number 24, Evan Dienhart. 59 plate appearances, 40 official at bats. Pitch comes in, a ball low. Count goes 3-0 to Dienhart. He got a batting average of .325, on base percentage of .500. That's half the time he gets on base. Pitch comes in, lets it go by, strike called. Count goes 3-1. Evan Dienhart got 13 hits on the season, 12 singles and a double. 5 RBI, he has scored 15 runs. Pitch comes in, ball 4, and Evan Dienhart, at beginning this game, in the previous 15, he's at 28 quality at-bats. So next batter going to step in, Ryan Schumer, center fielder out there, DJ Hanford, going to play him to pull the baseball. Last shot, last time at bat, went over the scoreboard. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check first base, here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, 0-1 count, nobody out. Bottom of the third, runner at first base is Evan Dienhart. He drew a walk. Out of the set, checks first, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, just missed. You can see the umpire. I mean, the umpire's thinking, when that ball comes out of the hand, he's thinking, strike, 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 strike. Until it's proven to be a ball. Looked like he wanted to call that last one a strike, and it was proven to be a ball. Here comes the pitch. To take a stroke to right center, it's going to bounce in there, a couple bounces to Hanford. So Ryan Schumer, in 2 at-bats, has 2 hits. He's got a total of 5 bases so far. So he'll move Dienhart over to second base. Runners at first and second. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Looking at signals right now. Coach Bordenay. Stepping in is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur got himself aboard last time. Gave way to a courtesy runner, Mikey Stapleton. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, 1 strike. Several signals. third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais, steps back in. Out of the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Gonna foul one back. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two aboard for the Knights, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. A three-run contest. Knights in front. Out of the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Mazur. Gonna poke one on the right field line. It's gonna end up foul. Difficult for anyone to get to. A good effort from second baseman Colton Metzger. And also, I believe, Hunter Hedden wears number 15. So stepping back in, Ben Mazur, still two strikes, three pitches. He fouled one off out of the set for Marlowe. Check second, here's the pitch. Foul ball, he's trying to protect the dish. That was going to be an outside edge. He got a piece of it, sent it back to the screen. Count goes 0-2 once again. So that quality at bat, one way to get it after two strikes. You get three more pitches in the box. That's a quality at bat. Here comes the pitch. Being a poke one, foul territory again. It's going to float out of play, right side. A new ball inserted. Daniel Marlowe back in the rubber. Again, an 0-2 count to Ben Mazur. Two runners aboard for the Knights, first and second base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Marlowe. Ground ball back up the middle, going to be a base hit. Going to go into center field. Throw at the plate, going to be cut by the first baseman. Coming in to score from second base is Evan Deanhart. So Ben Mazur going to give way to the courtesy runner again, Mikey Stapleton. Ben Mazur picks up another RBI on the season. He now has 19. He leads the team, we will mention, C.J. Bell, with 17. So stepping in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Out of the set, it's at second base. Marlowe's pitch. Wanted to put a bunt down. Left the bat out there. Had to get back to second base. That was Schumer. Schumer was down the line. He was expecting a bunt. It was kind of a safety bunt. He wasn't too far off, but far enough that Ethan Pickering threw a strike to second base. He barely got back. Tag applied there by Cohen Craig. Stepping back in the box. 0-1 count. Caden Minnick, pickoff move, going to go into center field from second base. Ryan Schumer is going to stay put. So the throw was just off target. He pirouette, counterclockwise, and that's a difficult pickoff move. You got to readjust your arm, and he just went wide right. Stepping back in, Caden Minnick out of the set. Marlowe, here's the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. Try to go down the third baseline, it ends up foul. So he's clapping his hands. That's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick's thinking about the next pitch. No balls, two strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He was looking at signals. Coach Bourdonnais, third base coach, two aboard, two strikes. 0-2 count on Caden Minnick. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch from Marlowe. Thought about putting a bunt down again. He had the sign. He pulled the bat back. It was just outside. Just outside. Count goes 1-2. Caden Minnick has, I mentioned this last night, he has a good eye at home plate. Picking up the strike ball. Working for Merced, here's the pitch. Ground ball, Minnick. Going to hit to second base. He'll go 4-6. Try to go 3. I will mention, Mikey Stapleton went in standing up. And he could have been called out at first base for that infraction. You either got a slide or peel off in the high school rules, or I'm guessing the home plate umpire is supposed to make that call. He did not, and the Knights get a break. So one out, stepping in, Jackson Kane. Runners on the corners for the Knights. In the rubber, peering in. Alva set, the check third base, first pitch to Jackson. So foul territory, I should say. They go down the right field line. It's going to be a long run for the right fielder, Jace O'Neill. He'll go ahead and pick the ball up. Toss it back in. So the pitcher gets that ball back. Jackson King, 0-1 count to Jackson. Looking at signals, in 15 games, Jackson King, 51 plate appearances, 42 at-bats. He's batting .333. His on-base is .440. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, out of set. Here's the pitch for Marlowe. Swung on, he takes a shot down the left field line. It's going to be one hop in the glove of left fielder Dylan Simmons. Coming in to score is Ryan Schumer. So runners at first and second base. Caden Minnick at second base. Walking off the diamond after the base hit to left field is Jackson Kane. He'll put his gear on. Running out to be the courtesy runner for Jackson Kane is Isaac Suffinger. Next batter in the lineup, number 33, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Robbins has played in 14 games. Bren Robbins, 49 plate appearances, 41 official at-bats. Batting .268, .354 on base. Here's the first pitch. He'll think about putting a butt down. He pulled the bat back. It's a called strike on the outside edge. No balls, one strike. Coach Bordenay playing a little bit of small ball right here. You never know when you're going to need it. So it was a good time to try small ball. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Daniel Marlowe. Inside a ball. Bren Robbins, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Coach at third base. Count goes 1-1. There's one out. Bottom of the third inning. Peering in, looking at singles, out of stretch. Now the set. Daniel Marlowe to check the base. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a drive to right center. It's going to be a base hit to the grass. It's going to be cut off by the right fielder, Jace O'Neill. Coming in to score for the Knights is number 20, Caden Minnick. And Bren Robbins going to end up at second base. Coach Jared Courtney going to call time on the surface. Going to walk out and have a conversation with his infield. So they're going to talk it over right then. We'll mention. If you go to the website at ihsaa.org, if you like baseball, you like basketball, you like football, you like all the sports, you can look up each sport individually. You can do that rather simply now. They got a brand new website at the IHSAA. Again, it's ihsaa.org. If you go to that website, the first screen you'll see, it says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. That's a pretty good little slogan. Not sure who came up with it, but it's worthy. What are you putting on the screen there? Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Out of set, Daniel Marlowe. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed for a strike called. No balls, one strike. One out for the Knights. Bottom of the third, they have three runs in. Working from a stretch, now the set. Marlowe checks third base. Here's the pitch. Going to put a bunt down right side. Picked up by Marlowe. You're going to get a pickle right there between home and third base. It's Isaac Suffinger. Isaac Suffinger going to try to make it to home now. He's going to make it. A pretty quick toss right there out of the right hand by the Bombers. Difficult to handle, and it's off the glove of one of them. I believe it was the pitcher. Tough ball to handle. It was thrown by Cohen Craig. So coming on into score with Suffinger. So Isaac, I should say Tyler Fox, was at third base. He had touched it. He could have went back, but Suffinger was kind of summoned to home plate with that particular move. First pitch comes in. Hudson Gutwein takes it for a ball. One ball, no strikes, one out. Knights have one on base. It's Tyler Fox at third base. Stepping back in, Hudson Gutwein. Working out a stretch, now the set. They'll check third base. It comes to 1-0. Outside edge, strike called. Temp goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn is on deck. Working out a stretch, now the set. Double set with the foot. Here's the pitch. Hudson Gutwein. Ground ball, third base. Right down the line. Going to be a tall throw. It looked like Hudson Gutwein was going to beat it out anyway. It put hit on the scoreboard. So Gutwein is aboard with a base hit and an RBI. Coming in from third base is Tyler Fox. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn on the season, batting .396, .459 on base. He got 21 hits on the season. That leads the team in total hits. He's a one-hitter for the Knights. Here comes a set. Second first base, here's the pitch. Swing and miss. 0-1 count to Owen Munn. Just set back in. He's got 18 singles. He's got 3 doubles. He's got 12 RBI and 22 runs scored. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Not a lot of break. Could be more like a slider, but gets the job done. Count goes 0-2 to Owen Munn. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. First base. Back safety. Heads first. Right there is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein got himself aboard. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the 0-2 to Owen Munn. Outside a ball. Trying to paint that outside edge. A little bit of a fishing right there. Owen Munn not willing to fish. Count goes 1-2. Working out a set. Check first base, here's the pitch. Outside, ball 2. 2-2 count, 1 out. Daniel Marlowe pitching for the Rensselaer Bombers. There we go, Rensselaer Bombers. Here comes the stat, and here comes the pitch. High for ball 3. Rensselaer Central. Home of St. Joseph's University. The university went so good for so long for the nice baseball field to have back behind it. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Marlowe. Ground ball back at Marlowe. He'll throw to second base. They'll get the out at second. And then that's all they'll get. The ball will stay there. So going down to first base on a fielder's choice is Owen Munn. 2 out here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Next batter going to step in, number 24, Evan Deanhart. Looking at signals, he'll step in now. Right-handed batter. At first base, 0-9, he put that sliding mitt on. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Deanhart. Ground ball back up the middle. Good glove again by Marlowe, and he'll flip it underhanded to first base, and they'll get the put out. So the Knights going to leave one on base. Knights come up with 6 runs in the bottom of the 3rd. After 3 complete, Knights 9, Bombers 0. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach. Tell you what, you're not really thinking about Indiana Beach. 50-degree weather right now. But it's going to come back. It's going to be 80 degrees before we know it. I did hear Brian Wilkes say that we're going to begin first week of May, and it's going to be the coldest first week of May that he has on record. We don't want to hear that, but we're making Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. They're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can make plans for Indiana Beach. And we'll mention they have daily admission tickets. If you're going to go more than 3 times, it might be better to pick up the season pass at Indiana Beach. That season pass per person just $69.99. You can reach them by telephone at Indiana Beach by dialing 574-583-4141. That's Indiana Amusement Park, 574-583-4141. It's in Monticello, Indiana. Let's throw one down. Frozen Rope from Jackson King. As we listen to a little Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne, if you look at him, you think, wow, he can really sing, and he can. Ozzy Osbourne, what a voice. So stepping into bat right now, it's going to be number 35, the three-hitter for Rensselaer Central, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger playing some good second base in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one to right field. Caden Minnick going to look at it, going to call it. He's going to catch it down the right field line. It'll be a foul ball, but a catch. There's one out in the top of the fourth. Stepping in, next batter going to step in. It's going to be the four-hitter. Where's number two, Brayson Johns? Brayson Johns is the DH in this contest. As mentioned, he's batting in place of right fielder, number one, Jace O'Neill. Left-handed batter steps in. First pitch from Mazur. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Brayson Johns. Brayson Johns, where's number two? And we'll mention, he's just a sophomore. He had a 529 batting average, 9 RBI, 2 home runs. Back in the fourth spot as a sophomore. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Ryan Schumer also batted in the fourth spot as a sophomore. Two balls, no strikes. One out, here comes a wind in the pitch. Going to take one right back up the middle, going to get the grass. Going to bounce in there 3 or 4 times. Picked up by Bryn Robbins, a nice base hit to center field off the bat of Johns. So next batter going to step in, the five hitter for the Bombers. Where's number 10? Ethan Pickering. Ethan Pickering, he's the catcher. Standing in the right hand of the batter's box pretty much straight away. Working from the stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Pickering. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Kind of froze up Pickering just for a moment. Pitch comes in there, breaks in for a strike. Out of the set, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. At first base for the Bombers is Brayson Johns. Base hit to center field. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the 1-1 to Pickering. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike, one out. Top of the fourth inning, Central Catholic High School. A two-game set for each in the West Division. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Ground ball, foul of third base. Giving it a look, Hudson Gutwein. It goes on in near the bullpen area. Jogging back to first base is Brayson Johns. So two balls, two strikes. Number 10, Ethan Pickering, right-handed batter's box. Here comes a 2-2 from Mazur. Low for a ball. Good stop right there. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes full at 3-2. From the stretch, looks at first base. Out of the set, here's the 3-2 pitch to Pickering. Strike called. He'll walk back to the dugout. There are two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in is number four, Daniel Barlow. Barlow is the pitcher for the Bombers, right-handed batter. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch, spins low. Count goes 1-0. So right-handed batter's box, stepping in. Number four, Daniel Barlow. At first base is Brayson Johns. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Inside and tight. Ball two. two balls, no strikes. Usually a pitcher has a good eye, and Daniel Marlowe is the pitcher. The 2-0 pitch is a pitch. It's going to be a called strike. Outside edge is what we'll say. Two balls, one strike. PNM signals. Out of set. Pick up the pitch from Mazur. A little bit more inside the outer half of the plate. Count goes 2-2 with a fastball for a strike. 2-2, two out. Working from the stretch, now a set. Becomes a pitch from Mazur to Marlowe. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. And he'll set down to walk back to the dugout looking. And the Knights are out of the inning. So, top of the fourth, Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. And again, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Well, Mickey, you can find them there. You can find Tigers Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll mention the hours of operation for Tigers Bakery and Deli on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll mention you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Tigers Bakery and Deli. And ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, it's 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. That's Tigers Bakery and Deli. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Tigers Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. So the Knights getting ready to bat the bottom of the fourth inning. First batter going to step in. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Daniel Marlowe getting some final warm-up tosses there at the pitcher's mound. They're going to throw one down. Ethan Pickering. Throw one around the infield. So Ryan Schumer going to step in. Left-handed batter Ryan Schumer has two hits in the ballgame. He has a home run and a single. Third time at the plate, Ryan Schumer. First pitch for Marlowe. Inside a ball. In 15 games, we're missing Ryan Schumer, 60 plate appearances and 39 official at-bats. Pitch comes in, strike called. That's 21 at-bats, kind of unaccounted for, but you got to keep in mind, he has drawn 16 base on balls. Pitch comes in, he's going to be hit by pitch right here. So like nothing happened, he'll jog down to first base. So Ryan Schumer is hit by pitch for the fifth time this season. He leads the Knights in second place. Hit by pitch three times is Jackson Kane. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set, Daniel Marlowe. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a shot to left field. He's going to get over the left fielder. It's going to bounce to the warning track. He'll pick it up against the wall. And all the way from first base to third base is Ryan Schumer. And it's going to be a double in the book for Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur picks up a double, and he now has five doubles on the season. And that leads the team. So he leads the team in RBI, and he leads the team in doubles. And he's pitching in the ballgame. So stepping in the bat, Caden Minnick. Runners at second and third base, nobody out. Working out of the set, He's a pick for Marlow. Low for ball one. So stepping back in the rubber, Daniel Marlow peering in, looking at signals. Daniel Marlow, a junior class member. Alistair, here's the pitch. Kite for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Runners at second and third base. Ben Mazur at second. Ryan Schumer at third. Out of the stand, here's the pitch. Ground ball, first base. He'll glove this one and step on the bag. Being RBI off the bat is Caden Minnick. He'll get a put out at first base. Coming in to score is Ryan Schumer. So runner at third base. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Runner at third base is Mikey Stapleton. He's running for as a courtesy runner for Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Tight for ball one. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Mikey Stapleton at third base. There's one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks third base, here's the pitch. Going to foul one right side, out of play. So one ball, one strike. Jackson King looks for signals. Very few, if any, given. He'll step back in. 1-1 count, one out. Out of the set, Daniel Marlow checks third base. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Jeremy in the skin area. And his own box got out of the way. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count, Jackson King. Right-handed batter's box. Here's the set, and here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Jackson King in 15 games, 51 plate appearances, 42 official at-bats, batting .333, .440 on base percentage. Here comes the set from Marlow, and here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit. On the ground in left field between third and shortstop. Run comes in to score. That's Mikey Stapleton. And Jackson King picks up another RBI. He has four RBI on the season. He scored seven runs. He's walked five times. He got 14 hits, 12 singles, one double, and one home run. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Jared Courtney going to go out. Handing him the baseball is Daniel Marlow. Daniel Marlow going to stay in the game. Stay in the game with his bat. Daniel Marlow, Bart Batch in the sixth spot. He's going to go to third base, Daniel Marlow. They'll allow him to warm up if he needs to from third base. And Coach Jared Courtney will pick up a pitcher right there. A little bit of a conversation with the infield. Next batter we're going to see in the lineup, we're going to see number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to get a pinch hitting role if he stays in the game, and then he would not be a pinch hitter. He'd be inserted in the ball game. He and Coach Bournet having a little conversation there near home plate and running out and do the pitching for Renfrew Central. Number 11, Drew Kane. Drew Kane is an outfielder, he's an infielder, and he's a pitcher. So they're going to go over to Staples right there. Ethan Pickering. And taking the rubber there is number 11, Drew Kane. Drew Kane is a senior. I asked someone before the game, I asked Dan Dehart, I said, is Drew Kane related to Jackson Kane? And I think Jackson Kane's mom said, I don't think so. So evidently they're not. But they might be facing each other here momentarily. We'll see. Jackson just batted, so we'll see. So getting some warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound is Drew Kane. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the lifting years of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball, and baseball in the spring. We welcome you to continue listening to High School Sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So getting some final warm-up tosses right there. Drew Kane, the pitcher of record. Daniel Marlowe, right there. He went 3 1/3 innings. And Drew Kane inserted right here in the bottom of the fourth with one out. So next batter stepping in, it is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks handles a pretty good baseball on the pitcher's rubber. Stepping into the rubber right there is Drew Kane. Ball slides, one out. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to the lefty. Keaton Brooks is upstairs, ball one. So stepping back in the batter's box, left-handed batter's box, working out a stretch, Drew Kane, catch first base, here's the set, and here's the pitch. Tight, now left-handed batter's box, ball two. Step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at singles. Drew Kane, he'll look at first base. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch to Brooks. Outside a ball. Three balls, no strikes. One runner aboard for the Knights. You can get a modest lead there. That's Isaac Suffinger. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Keaton Brooks going to jog to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox in the ballgame, batting in the eighth position. He's playing a good left field. Tyler Fox wears number 14. Bren Robbins going to re-enter. He'll run at first base for Keaton Brooks. Working out of the set, check second base, first pitch to Tyler Fox on the way. Tight for ball one, going to get him on the jersey right there. Got just enough of him to send him to first base. Home plate umpire was right on top of it. So bases are loaded for the Knights. Each base is occupied. One out, stepping into bat. Number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine got himself aboard last time at bat. Here comes the pitch. Going to take one to right field. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. It's going to be caught in right field by Jace O'Neill. The throw back into the infield, picked up there by first baseman. Coming in to score is Isaac Suffinger. So an RBI off the bat of Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine picks up RBI number 6 on the season. So, two outs on the diamond. Bottom of the fourth, Knights have some bullpen activity. They're walking back in. And it's going to be a lefty walking back in. And back up on the pitcher's rubber is Drew Kane for Rensselaer Central. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Owen Munn, right-handed batter's box. Comes a set. You check third base. First pitch to Munn. They take a ground ball. Shortstop backhand. They throw a strong arm across the diamond. And they'll get the put out. Nice play at shortstop. Cohen Craig sends it across the diamond to Hunter Hedden. And the Knights are retired. But not before. Putting three runs up in the bottom of the fourth, after four complete, Knights 12, Bombers 0. Bombers are going to bat. Getting ready to pick up their bats, and we'll mention this Knights ball game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. So I'm going to throw one around the diamond. Nice. Put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Then we step in, right in his batter. So we'll miss him. First baseman is Dalton Lynch. I apologize, I have number 8 for him. He's wearing jersey number 15 today. Here's the first pitch to Dalton. Tried to check his swing. Went around, there'll be a strike called. I should mention the strike on the swing. Home plate umpire didn't need help. Count goes 0-1. Here comes the wind and the delivery from Mazur. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter. Number 15, Dalton Lynch. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside, a little tall. Count goes 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Stepping back in. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Breaking pitch finishes low. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Dalton Lynch, a sophomore athlete, outfielder and an infielder. Playing first base in this contest. Here comes the pitch. Low and away. Ball three. Staying in the box right there. Quality at bat in the making for Dalton Lynch. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Mazur. Swing and miss. And he'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. So Ben Mazur, the step back on the rubber. Pitching from the windup. Next batter is going to be number 11, Drew Kane. Drew Kane steps in. Here's the pitch. Strike outside half. Strike call. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes a whine from Ben Mazur. Swung on, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Stepping back in. Number 11, Drew Kane. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Swung on, swing a miss. And there are two out here in the top of the fifth inning. Going to throw it around the infield. Next batter going to step in. Number 6, DJ Hanford. DJ Hanford playing a good center field. I believe he got himself aboard earlier in this ballgame. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. He'll take a bad shot down the right field line. Base hit picked up there in foul territory by Tate Minnick. And another base hit off the bat of the nine hitter, DJ Hanford. DJ Hanford may find himself a little bit up the batting order. We'll see. For stepping in, the one hitter, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig seems to get himself aboard. He's the one hitter. He's the leadoff batter in this game. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike, two out. Runner at first base for the Bombers is DJ Hanford. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Going to take a shot right there in the Knights' dugout. Good thing they have a screen. Exactly why they need one. Right in the bat and pushed it to the dugout. Lightning with the ball bat from the Ben Mazur fastball. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Mazur. Check swing. It is upstairs. Going to ask for help. B position umpire says no, he didn't go. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Cohen Craig right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins. He'll veer to his left. He'll make the catch. And that'll complete the ball game. Knights going to get the win. We'll mention final score, Central Catholic Knights, 12. Rensselaer Central Bombers, 0. They're going to cross in front of home plate. They're going to shake hands. And we'll mention Rensselaer Central Bombers. Their next game is going to happen Friday, this Friday, the 28th. 5 p.m. start time, Rensselaer Central will travel to Merrillville. And we'll also mention Central Catholic Knights will play on Thursday, 27th. Day after tomorrow, 6 p.m. start, right here at Central Catholic High School. They'll do battle with the Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers having a good year. That may be a good game. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we'll mention, until next time, and no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're post-game. I'm going to talk to Coach Fortney. Coach Fortney, that's a game that you like to have once in a while.
Yeah, we need one of those. It seems like every game we've had has been kind of tight late, so it was nice to be able to put somebody away and get some key contributions from up and down the lineup.
Ben Mazur threw a good fastball, hitting that breaking pitch, went the whole way.
Yeah, he did a good job. He's challenging the hitters. He got a few hits off of him, but he pretty much dominated and was able to throw all of his pitches for strikes. You know, I like the fact that he had 9 strikeouts and no walks. So that's, whenever you don't walk anybody, don't give anybody any free bases. Usually a good thing to happen.
I think I remember his stats. He only has 4 walks all season.
Yeah, you know, he throws strikes. He challenges hitters and makes them put the ball in play. And, more times than not, that's worked out for us, so I like that formula.
On Thursday, you're going to have a game. Might be a good game. Might be Northwestern. Come in here and see what happens.
Yeah, Northwestern's a good ball club. You know, they're 9-3 going into tonight. I think they have a series of Hamilton Heights tonight and tomorrow. And, then they're coming in here Thursday. So they're going to be a good ball club. It's somebody that got us last year, and we've historically had a tough time with them, so. Yeah, hopefully our guys can carry over what we did tonight into Thursday.